these figures are shocking, although this increase could be due to a greater awareness of what abuse is. The NSPCC school service, which I coordinate, is in the process of visiting every primary school. In fact, we've been to over half of all primary schools in Kent to date to make sure that all children know when and how to speak out and who the trusted adults are that they can turn to. So I would be hopeful that that is having a positive impact on children's safety. In April of last year, we expanded our school service to work with not only Key Stage 2, but also Key Stage 1. So we are speaking to children as young as 4 or 5 in a very gentle, age-appropriate way about how to speak out to the safe grown-ups in their lives whenever they're worried about anything at all. So it's really important that we speak to children from a very young age in order to keep all children safe. I mean, this increase could be about a real shift in culture around abuse, and whereas previously victims felt silenced, the NSPCC school service, along with the confidence that may be brought with high-profile cases being heard and brought to justice, really enables and empowers children to speak out when something is wrong. The NSPCC school service works with the Key Stage 1 children in a really gentle way. So the assembly is just 20 minutes. It has a really lovely feel to it. It's actually very celebratory in terms of their right to be safe. We introduce them to our friendly-looking mascot, Buddy, who's a speech bubble. And the emphasis is on talking to grown-ups about any problems, worries or feelings that they have. We do give them some very gentle definitions around the behaviours that aren't okay and when they should definitely speak out, but it's not written in a way that would worry or frighten them. And we get lots of smiles and lots of cheers at the end where they all shout out, "I have the right to speak out and stay safe." So it has a lovely feel to it. We need to prevent abuse by teaching children the signs of abuse and how to get help should they need it, which is the core aim of the NSPCC school service. We also need early intervention support for those children that have experienced abuse, neglect or harm, so that they begin to recover and go on to lead full and happy lives. We need specialist training for the police responding to online abuse allegations. And we also want offenders to be both punished and undergo effective rehabilitation so that they won't hurt another child again.